Hey everyone, having some technical difficulties tonight. I'm not sure, I did a podcast, but I'm not sure why it's not playing, so I'm gonna try it again. So it's Monday night. Thanks everybody for listening in, and I hope you had a fabulous weekend. They always seem to go by so fast. Anyways, tonight, it's Monday, and we are going to talk about how to keep momentum in your business, how to keep that momentum going, because I really kind of felt that this topic is never one that gets too old talking about business. And it is, you know, it just kind of helps us to keep moving forward. So, you know, a lot of us do the same type of work day in, day out, day in, day out. And, you know, you may feel like you're stuck in a rut. And you kind of get into downward spiral, just kind of get into that funk. Because most days we're doing the same things in the same place with the same scenery. And you kind of just get into a rut. So it can make it a little difficult to get started working on some days. And, you know, there might be no excitement and no hurry because the same thing feels the same as it did yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. So, you know, like, right? And let me know if you're into that groove, because there's days where I am and I feel like it. So, and lately I've kind of felt like I have been stuck in a rut. So it's time to, you know, get things moving and let's get out of that and keep pushing forward. So create a mission statement. The first thing you need to do in a business that, you know, is kind of repetitive every day is create a mission statement. Mission statements serve to remind you and, you know, for potential customers, why you are in the business that you're in. Why are you in the business you're in? A good mission statement should include what you do, how you do it, and why you do it. So that, again, that's what you do, how you do it, and why you do it. So if you are a baker and you make pies, your mission statement might be, you know, I make the tastiest pies in the country to provide satisfaction to stomachs everywhere. So, you know, that's a great mission statement. It's what you do, how you do it, and why you do it. And so once you have that created, hang it where you can see it and where others can see it, and look at it every day. And so you stay in tune with why you are in the business that you're in. It can keep you from feeling unmotivated. Set daily goals. Another way to keep your momentum in your business is to set daily goals for yourself. So setting daily goals gives you something to work towards every day, and it will make you feel like you're accomplishing something, right? You're moving forward. So it can also help you from feeling like you want to quit. So as an example, maybe your goal is, again, if you're a baker, to bake 20 pies a day. But if you're tired, say, like, you know, early afternoon, and you just want to, like, say, I'm done, I've made enough pies for today, having a daily goal you haven't reached yet can help you continue working until you've hit that goal. You may not make it some days, but having a goal to reach you, but having a goal to reach will make you work harder. So, and that is true. If you have a goal to reach, you're going to work harder to reach that, to make that goal. Prioritize work. So by prioritizing your work, it also will help to keep momentum in your business. It helps you create an order for what must be done first, and then second, third, so on, so on, so on. And because, you know, we kind of think sometimes something might be more urgent than we think it is. And so you really kind of have to prioritize what is really urgent and what can maybe wait till, you know, later in the afternoon or even until the next day. So each time that finish a task that's on your list, mark it off, because then you're going to feel like you've accomplished something, right? It's going to move you on to the next step. Follow someone else's footsteps. So sometimes it's very motivating to follow in the shadow of someone else who really inspires you. It's a great way to keep your momentum in your business going. And so look for somebody you admire and do what they do to achieve success. And again, I would kind of keep that to one or two people. You don't want to go crazy on following all kinds of people, because it will just get overwhelming. It will be so much info, so much. You're going to lose track of, you know, what you should be doing, when you should be doing, like everything. So I would personally, for me, follow one, maybe two people, you know, just stay in tune with them and kind of follow what they're doing. Or you might even contact them if you feel up to that, then contact them and get some advice from them. And ask for help is another one. So at times there's going to be stuff you can't solve, or you're going to run into a problem and you can't solve it. And sometimes when that happens, it just stops us. We just don't want to move forward. But to keep your momentum going in your business, you have to push forward. You have to find a way to get through that. And to do that is to ask for help, right? There's days where stuff's not going to go the way that you think it should go, or the way that we want it to go. And you might feel like giving up. I mean, it's happened to me, you know. There's some days that just don't seem to go right no matter what, and you do feel like giving up. But ask for help and just kind of lean on somebody to get you through that. So I hope you found these helpful, and I will be back Sunday night for my next podcast. Have a fantastic week, and we'll chat soon. Have a great night. Bye.